Lord Agamemnon. Do not deprive him of the girl. Renounce her. The army had allotted her to him. Achilles, for your part, do not defy your king and captain. No one vies in honor with him who holds authority from Zeus. You have more prowess, for a goddess bore you. His power over men surpasses yours. But Agamemnon, let your anger cool. I beg you to relent, knowing Achilles a seawall for Achaeans in the black waves of war. Lord Agamemnon answered, All you say is fairly said, sir. But this man's ambition, remember, is to lead, to lord it over everyone, hold power over everyone, give orders to the rest of us. Well, one will never take his orders. If the gods who live forever made a spearman of him, have they put insults on his lips as well? Achilles interrupted. What a poltroon! How lily-livered I should be called if I knuckled under to all you do or say. Give your commands to someone else, not me. And one more thing I have to tell you. Think it over. This time, for the girl, I will not wrangle in arms with you or anyone, though I am robbed of what was given me. But as for any other thing I have alongside my black ship, you shall not take it against my will. Try it. Hear this, everyone. That instant, your hot blood blackens my spear. They quarreled in this way, face to face, and then broke off the assembly by the ships. Achilles made his way to his squadron and his quarters, Patroclus by his side with his companions. Agamemnon proceeded to launch a ship, assigned her 20 oarsmen, loaded beasts for sacrifice to the god, then set aboard Chryseis in her loveliness. The versatile Odysseus took the deck, and, all oars manned, they pulled out on the drenching waves of sea. The troops, meanwhile, were ordered to police camp, and did so, throwing refuse in the water. Then, to Apollo, by the barren surf, they carried out full tally hecatombs, and the savor curled in crooked smoke toward heaven. That was the day's work in the army.